I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Medical Tuesday broadcast with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Welcome, everybody. Before we get started, if you're new, just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. Excuse me. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone. We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during all of our broadcasts. So please, come on in and join the conversation. And I now turn the microphone over to your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis.
Howdy ho.
Howdy hi.
So, hold on a second. I got to stop something real quick. I tried to do my last note for work. I just had to stop it real quick. Hold on a second. If not, it's going to leave it open, and I'm going to have that I've been there for 4 hours at her house, which I was not. So, that's the only thing I hate about this charting is it's all timed, and if you got to close it. If you don't, if you just shut the phone off, your note is still open, and it had me at someone's house for like 6 hours, and I'm like, oh, crap. No, and so I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. And so they had to, it's a pain, they have to adjust it and, you know, whatever. But, so I thought, before we get started, is anybody on or just me and you?
Just me and you for right now.
Okay. Well, we'll bullshit for a few minutes and then we'll go from there. So finally, yay, closed on our house. It only took, I kid you not, from before when I had my shoulder surgery. That's when we started with this house. So what, September 19th? Yeah, I had my surgery September 19th. So probably the middle of the month, middle of September, until now. And we finally closed. Now, for anybody, for all you veterans out there who have not used your VA loan, don't use Mortgage Solutions in Tennessee. Just don't. You can. There are different companies that work with VA loans. This is a valuable life lesson, guys. Okay. Don't let anybody tell you that if you have bad credit as a veteran that you can't get a house, because you can. My credit is under 600, and I got a house. So, and it's a pretty decent house, actually. I can't complain. It's better than the crap hole they live in now. You know,
I said, yeah, and congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. You do have to get your DD-214. You got to get, 2 years of W-2s. Just simple things like that, and they'll run your credit report. And here's the thing: if your credit is not good, they'll go over every. And I think they only use it's either Experian or Equifax. I can't remember who they use. So everything that shows up, they're going to ask you about every single thing. Here's the other thing. If you have a foreclosure, if you had a home and lost a home, as long as it has been more than, I believe, 4 years, you could still get another home. So it's not the end of the world. Huh?
It's seven years.
Oh, no. With the VA, it's four.
Oh, no. VA, I don't know, but normally it's 7 years.
Yeah, and normally it is. And then it's like, and so anything, okay, and here's the other thing. You know how bill collectors like to sell your account to somebody else and it comes right back on your credit report like it's a brand new freaking thing you've decided not? Okay, here's what they do. If it's within 12 months of you applying to get a house, what they have to do is they go to this company called Factual Data, and they will call that bill collector, right? And they want to know what the original default date was. I've got shit that was defaulted 10 years ago that's still on my credit report. And they're like, okay, fine, that's whatever. And they throw, it's not a big deal. But here's the thing. They browbeat me to death. Oh, this is time sensitive. You got to have it turned in 24 hours. Yeah, whatever. Cry me a river. Because they actually broke the law when signing this house. By law, you have three working days, business days, that they have to tell you how much your closing cost is going to be. I got mine 10 o'clock in the morning, and I closed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's how they just don't give a shit. So that's the only thing that you – and I don't know. Maybe it's just my run-in with Mortgage Solutions out of Tennessee, whatever. And they don't communicate for crap at all. But and if you deal with the VA, they've changed a lot of the rules. The only thing that they will not allow you to buy a house for is safety problems. Remember back in the day, if you couldn't just move into the house, you couldn't buy it. Well, that's not true anymore. The only reason we couldn't is because the breaker boxes were from Federal. And they no longer exist, and they were outdated by 30 or 40 years, and so that's a reason why we couldn't move in, and because there was a gas leak. So things like that have had to get fixed before we can even close. And they had to pay for it. So, but needless to say, I finally got my house closed on it, and now I got like 2.5 weeks to move out of this house. So
you ain't done yet?
Hell no. Half the house is packed. I didn't have boxes.
Shit. I did it in five days.
Well, here's the thing. I did pack the living room in a couple hours. You know, right now there's only the couch, the chair, the TV, the table, you know, big, the furniture. The dining room got packed in a day or in that same day. So don't get me wrong. I packed the living room, the dining room, and the bathroom all in one day. It's my bedroom and the kitchen. That's the nightmare.
Tell me about it.
I've got so much shit in my bedroom. I'm like, oh, my God. I got books, medical supplies. You name, I've got it all in my room. And then we're trying to downgrade. I'm getting rid of half my clothes. I don't wear them. Why keep them? So, yeah, I'm going to get rid of most of my shoes, all of that. I don't wear them. What's the point in keeping them, you know? So, what else can we bullshit about here for a few more minutes, and then we'll get started? Like the cheating that went on? How Carrie Lake was ahead, and how Carrie Lake was ahead in Arizona and lost.
Yeah, they want to bring the military in to recount that.
They can recount it all they want. It's all the fake ballots they made. They caught people again. A guy had a whole handful of ballots underneath his shirt, and somebody caught him on the camera, and he was stuffing them in the ballot boxes. I'm done with it.
Stop. And then you had ballots found out in California, out in a reservoir, and then you had ballots found in New Jersey in a dump site.
Again?
Yep.
Oh, and not to mention the security cameras miraculously, they broke from 10 p.m. until 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, we're going to have to, you know, look, we all know they cheated. We all know it. They admitted they cheated, but no one's going to do anything. But, you know, it's like, whatever. Oh, and Biden, the dumbass that he is, on one of his speeches that he was giving, he says, you do know that there's no energy crisis. There's no, not global warming. Well, I guess they call it global warming, whatever. He said, it's all a lie. He says, we know that you guys know it's a lie. And I'm like, wow. And people still, and so the millennials and, well, the later half of millennials and Gen Z was like, we did our job. We went out and voted Democrat. And Kamala Harris, oh, my God. It's how stupid this generation is. She's like, you know what's wrong with millennials and Gen Z? She says they're stupid. They have no idea. Why do you think we cram them into dormitories? Because they're too irresponsible to take care of themselves. Like,
yep.
Wow. And they, congratulations, you morons. You got played.
So if somebody posted something and I shared it, I don't know if you guys seen it or not, but it says 300 million lottery tickets are sold in 4 days within hours. The commission knows how many winning tickets are sold down to the time and location the ticket was purchased. Meanwhile,
yeah.
Arizona, so American Idol could tally 50 million votes in a commercial break. There are no excuses, only fraud. And if you think otherwise, you are part of the problem. Isn't that the goddamn truth?
Oh, yep,
yeah.
and look at Florida. Florida is bigger than that part of Arizona. And they had all their ballots counted, and everything recorded on Election Day.
But get this, remember when Bush got elected? Bush Jr. got elected in Florida for when he won the presidency, and the shit show that Florida election was. You know they got their stuff fixed. And this is the second election that we've had, 2020, 2022, in Arizona and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Illinois. I guess you can go ahead and say Illinois, Michigan. They're still jacked up. They should not. You know what? We need to do away with absentee ballots or mail-in ballots. The only people that should be allowed to do mail-in ballot are those who are homebound, nursing home. I don't want to give them any ideas. But those with, you know what I'm saying, that are homebound, they can't get out of their home.
And military.
Those are the, they have absentee ballots for them too. Yeah, so true. But,
They should accept.
As a matter of fact, if you want to vote and you have, I don't have transportation, I need a mail-in ballot. Well, how do you get around? They should have a shuttle service or something to pick people up to take them to the
down here are Comet buses were free rides.
Well, there is one of the things. Not everybody, not all areas can do that, and I get it. But if you're crack asking, go to the store or whatever, then you could go and have someone take you down to the poll and vote. And the fact that they voted a month early and those ballots were still not counted, how? Because we need to see how much we got to cheat.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, all these people. Oh, did you see the other meme? Hold on a second. Who's the transvestite there who thinks he's a woman? Who's, you know, I'm talking about the blonde dude who thinks he's a chick.
Yeah, him and Fetterman.
Uncle Fester. Yeah, if him and Uncle Fester had a kid, it would look like Fetterman. Dude, that dude cannot.
Yep.
Have you guys heard him talk? He has no idea. He looks like a pedophile to me, but that's just my opinion. I mean, he looks like a white supremacist skinhead is exactly what he looks like. But, hey, that's just me.
Yep.
So, enough of the bullshit. So I decided to do this show tonight on blood type. I know we kind of touched them a long time ago. But the reason why I wanted to do this, because I was watching a TV show, The Resident. And I've actually learned quite a bit from that show, because what I see on there, I'm like, if it doesn't make sense, I look it up. Oh, it's true. Okay. So this was just one of the recent shows on a blood type. And I'm like, holy crap. So apparently it's 1 in every 6 million people have this blood type. That's how rare this blood type is. So it's called, hold on a second. I did not get rid of it. Nope, that's not it. It's called the golden blood. And no, it's not gold. They just call it golden because it's you know, not many people have that blood type. So let's go ahead. We're going to start with what about blood types and things like that. And I'm going to try to make sure it's not too complex, because I'll get myself lost. So an individual's blood type will depend on which genes they inherited from their parents. And so ABO is the best known system for grouping blood types. Type A, type B, type O, and AB, and then you have the positives and the negatives. And then there's the Rh factor. And there's more than one RH factor, which I'm going to go into that because that's the golden blood. Within those groups, there are a further 8 blood types. Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. And when a person needs a transfusion, doctors must give them the right type. Because if you give them the wrong blood type, it can trigger an adverse reaction and the person can die. That's why it's important to type and cross your blood. And if you need to have a blood transfusion, you have to have 2 people to verify the blood. Because when you go to the hospital, I don't know if anyone's ever had a blood transfusion, you get a special red bracelet, those little hospital bracelets, and it has your name and it has your personal information and your blood type. Well, when you have to get blood, 2 nurses have to look at the bracelet and match it to the orders. Then they have to take the pint of blood, and each nurse has to read it and match it to the orders. And then they match it again before they start the infusion. That's how important it is to know what blood type the person is. And then you have to monitor them every 15 minutes for an hour. I forgot what the time was. But you're in there freaking monitoring vital signs and checking them, you know. Anywho. So the main components of blood are red blood cells, which carries oxygen around the whole body. White blood cells, which that is for your immune system. And plasma is a yellowish liquid that contains protein and salt and platelets, and that helps clot your blood. So you've got to have all 4 of those things in your blood, in your blood cells. And each one plays an important part. So the blood group will depend on which antigens are on the surface of the red blood cells. Antigens are molecules, and they can either be proteins or sugars. Hopefully I'm not getting too complicated with this, guys. The types and features of antigens can vary between individuals to small genetic differences. Each race has slight differences. Everybody's genetic make or their blood cell type can specify, and you could tell. That's why if you notice in a lot of these crime shows, they'll tell you, well, this person is this region of the world and blah, 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 because everyone's type, and they have it all type and crossed of the different types of races. So the antigens in blood have various functions, transporting other molecules into and out of the cell. They maintain the structure of the blood cells and detect unwanted cells that could cause illness. So scientists use 2 types of antigen, ABO or RH. Now, remember back in the day, a lot of RH factor babies could be positive or negative. Like my children's grandmother on their dad's side, she's an RH factor, and their aunt had the opposite blood type, non-compatible. And that's when back in the day when they had to give the Rogan injections so the baby wouldn't kill the mom or the mom wouldn't kill the baby. And some of the more, I want to say, they would actually transfuse the blood, all of the blood out of the body. I'm talking way back. So things have come a long way since then. So antigens and antibodies play a role in the immune system and defense, the immune system's defense mechanism. White blood cells produce antibodies. You ever notice when you go, if you're sick and the doctor does your blood work, they're going to do a CBC, which is a complete blood count, and it's going to show how many red blood cells you have, your white blood cells, your platelets, all of that. And it will indicate, your white blood cells will indicate whether or not you have an infection or something more serious going on. White blood cells can produce antibodies, and these antibodies will target an antigen if they consider it a foreign object, viruses, bacteria, things like that, so on and so forth. Also, think about it. Have you ever had a splinter? Which I'm sure everyone's had a splinter in their life one point in their time. your body's immune system is going to go right to where the splinter is. And that's when, see, that at that point in time, that's a good thing, because that's your body trying to fight off, hey, this doesn't belong here, and it will help get rid of it. So anyway, this is why it's really important to match blood types, because you got to have it. You'll notice a lot of people in the military, actually everybody in the military, they have your blood type. And a lot of, so especially when they get deployed, they will have their blood type. It's on their dog tags, but a lot of them will also carry something on them that shows their blood type. And that's why they put it on our dog tags. According to the American Red Cross, if a person receives blood cells with antigens that are not already present in their system, their body will reject it and attack it. Like I said, you can't give a positive, a negative, or a negative. You just can't do that. It's not compatible. Do you guys, I don't know, Bobby, when you guys got married, did they check your blood types before you got married?
No.
How long ago were you married?
2002.
Oh, really? Damn. I didn't know you guys had just got, okay. Back in 1988, they stopped. Or actually, it was 87. They stopped checking blood types to see if couples were compatible. Because they stopped that year that me and my first husband got married. They stopped that. They no longer checked it. I'm like, well, don't you need to know? And they're like, nah, we don't. And I think it's because they've come a long way as far as the Rh factor and things like that. They don't even do genetic testing on anybody, which they should, because that could avoid a lot of problems. Okay. So anyone want to take a guess as to how much blood the human body has?
Isn't it 6 points?
Actually, it's more than that. It's about 9 pints on the average person. So how they figure out is approximately 7 to 8% of an adult's body weight. That's how they figure it out. For a child, it's 8 to 9, and for an infant, it's 9 to 10% of their body weight. So about 9 pints of blood is in an average-sized female, 5'5", and oh, wow. So actually, so if you're 5'5 and about 165 pounds, you have about 9 pints of blood. The average size man who's 6 foot and weighs about 200 pounds, they have 12 and a half pints. So, yes, the bigger you are, the more blood you're going to have. But on the average, it's between 7 to 9 for women. And like I said, it also depends how short you are, too. So an infant has about 1.2 fluid ounces for every pound of body weight. Wow. I didn't know that. And, yes, you can donate blood. I believe it's every 56 days. And that's only because your body has to refresh and rejuvenate, you know, and to make more. So ABO... and the most common blood types. The ABO group system classifies blood types according to the different types of antigens in the blood cells, the antibodies, and the plasma. So, group A, the surface of the red blood cell contains A antigen, the letter A, and the plasma has anti-B antibody, and the anti-B antibody would attack blood cells that contain the B antigen. That's what happens. So group B, the surface of the red blood cell contains a B antigen. AB has both A and B antigens in the blood. But the plasma does not contain either A or B antibodies. Individuals with type AB can receive any ABO blood type. Aren't you guys special? I'd be positive. I'm B positive. That's all I know. Group O is this plasma contains both negative A and negative B antibodies on the surface of the red blood cell. So O can also get ABO blood types. Now, here's the rhesus factor, the Rh factor. Some red blood cells have Rh factor, also known as the RhD antigen. If the blood cell contains RhD antigen, they are Rh positive. If they do not, they're Rh negative. Doctors need to take into account both ABO and Rh when considering blood types. This means there are 8 main blood types in the ABO-Rh blood group system, and some are more common than others. So, for instance, A positive, 30% of the people are A positive. 6% are A negative. 9% are B positive. 2% are B negative. 4% are AB positive. 1% is AB negative, 39% is O positive, and 9% is O negative. Around 82% of the people in the United States have Rh positive blood. The rarest blood group is AB negative, but it's not the rarest. Because wait till you hear this, this last one here. So anyway, the universal donor and universal recipient. O negative blood type contains no A, B, or Rh antigens. Almost anyone with any blood type can receive these blood cells. You notice all your on all your medical shows and all of that, they use the same blood because it could go to anybody, and that's why. A person with Rh negative blood can donate to a person with Rh negative or Rh positive. A person with Rh positive can only donate to someone with Rh positive. Wow, that sucks. That kind of, you know. So as a result, there's a high demand for O negative blood, even though fewer than 10% of the population has it, and that's why they call them the universal donor. So, because anybody could get it. But I want to go over, I want to find, where did it go? Oh, no, I lost. I lost the golden blood. And I got to find it because I had it here a minute ago. Well, crap. Oh, here it is, golden blood. Sorry, guys, I'm looking for this. Hey, that didn't help me. Oh, here it is. So, apparently, it's called Rh null, N-U-L-L, or the golden blood. It's a rare blood type that doesn't contain any antigens in red blood cells. Also, nicknamed the golden blood due to its extreme rarity. Only one out of every 6 million people have this type of blood. Scientists continue to learn about Rh null phenotypes, and it's important to let your doctor know that you have this type of blood if you ever need a transfusion due to the scarcity of golden blood. And there's a small group of regular donors worldwide. So the thing with that, you will pretty much die if your doctor doesn't know that you're that type. And like on the show, this one doctor was Rh null, and she banked her blood in different places that she was a doctor in different states. But the only thing is blood only lasts for so long. You can only keep it frozen for so long, or the package, you know, whatever they put it in, can crack and become contaminated. So blood types are determined by genetics. So you're going to inherit one gene from each parent to create a pair. And you might inherit an A gene from one parent and a B gene from the other, resulting in the AB. You could also get B antigens from both parents, giving you a BB or B blood type. I don't want to get everyone too confused with all that crap. But yeah, that Rh null, I've never heard of it. In all the years of me being a nurse, never once heard of Rh null. Ever. Hold on a second. You guys still awake, or did I make you go to sleep?
Yeah, I'm here. Lorna might be sleepy.
She might be sleeping, yeah. But there's this cool chart. If anybody wants it, I've got it, and it'll tell you all the blood types, what blood you could get from what group, and that's pretty cool. And if you're AB positive, you suck, because you could get blood from anybody. It doesn't matter what blood type you have. You could get from everyone. And O negative can give to anyone. So you're lucky shit. Like with myself, I'm B positive. I can only get from B positive, AB positive. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, my bad. I can give blood to someone who's B positive or AB positive. And I can only get from B positive, B negative, O negative, and O positive. That's it. So, yeah. So before a person can receive or donate blood, that's why they go through your, if you notice, if you guys have ever given blood, your whole life history. Because they need to know before they'll even take your blood. Certain things will automatically, you can't, like HIV. If you know for a fact you have it, or any other STD, you cannot give. Or if you're sick, you can't donate blood. Also, probably if you have cancer, you can't donate blood. I do know that if you just got a tattoo, you cannot donate blood for, I believe, it's 90 days. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's like 90 days that you cannot give blood. Because I remember back before I joined the Army, I got a tattoo, and they're like, no, you can't get blood because you just got it. I'm like, well, that sucks. But, yeah, so they're going to go through, and that's why they ask you the 400,000, you know, questions. So, like I said, if you get the wrong blood type, you will die, or you could die. You can get very sick. I'm trying to skip over this, all this mumbo-jumbo stuff. So when the recipient's plasma attacks and destroys the donor cells, the blood may clump or agglutinate the clot, which leads to blood clots, which can obstruct blood vessels. If they break, hemoglobin can leak out, and that can be toxic. Very important. I always thought I was going to get a tattoo of what my blood type was to somewhere where they could find it. Other possible adverse effects, anaphylaxis, your throat swells, your tongue swells, hives, things like that. That's a more severe reaction. Some reactions can take up to 28 days. Before they show up. I did not know that either. Also, back in the late 70s, they did not test blood for HIV or any other diseases. The only reason why I know this is because when my youngest brother, his appendix ruptured and they had to give him blood. And actually, no, I'm sorry, my bad. It was the early 80s. Because he was born in 76, and he was 81 when it happened. And so they had to continuously check him for once he got older. That's when he had to constantly be checked for HIV and other illnesses. And now he's old. So I think they gave up on it now. In addition, blood can sometimes contain unexpected antibodies, viruses, or parasites. And they may not have any symptoms. But whatever's in your blood, this is why they ask you and they check. They check your all your vital signs, especially your temperature. Because if you have a temp, you can't donate blood because of this reason. So just say you have some horrible illness that you don't know you have. It's in your blood, and you could transmit it to the person that gets your blood. Doctors and other specialists conduct stringent testing and screening. Also, that's the other thing. Have you noticed if you ever gave blood, they have that long tube that's attached to it, and they crimp it off, and they have all these little sections? That's because each of those is for a different test. And then if you get a phone call, then, yeah, you might have something hinky going on with your blood. And they'll tell you. And they're only going to have your number. They're not going to have your name.
So is it still the same where people that got, so is it still the same that people that got vaccinated can't donate?
Okay, that's the other thing I want to talk about. Remember when it first started, they said the Red Cross was not accepting anybody who was vaccinated. They would not take their blood. Then they came back and said, no, that's not true. You could donate. But here's the thing. Check and ask, because some places will accept it and some won't. I wouldn't want some. I'm sorry, but we just don't know. I just don't know, and I don't trust it. So. And here's something else that I've recently done. I'm no longer going to be an organ donor. I removed myself off the organ donor list because...
Yeah, I did that too.
Because if you're not vaccinated, you cannot get an organ transplant. Well, guess what? Piss off. I'm not going to donate my organs then. Or what they should do is if it's... Huh?
I wasn't going to do... I never wanted to donate mine either, because the simple fact is they see that on your donor card. How do you know that they're going to actually save your life or let you die?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
I would... Your target.
If they see that you're...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's where most of your black market body parts are being sold.
I think there should be a list. And I hate to say it. Go back to segregation. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. But if you are vaccinated and you should only get organs from vaccinated people, if they're so butthurt over being vaccinated, then unvaccinated organ donors should only go to unvaccinated people, straight up.
I would donate to my family, my immediate family, but that would be it.
Oh, I would too. But you know what I'm saying? But because of this whole vaccine bullshit, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get an organ donor. You can't get an organ. Well, then guess what? Piss off. Then you're not going to get – and they lost the organ donor list, drastically dropped. Who can play this game, you know? Which is petty, and it's stupid. We shouldn't have to do this. But people are still going on about it, about being vaccinated. There's seven new COVID strands for this winter. Seriously? Seven? That's why I said I'm over it. I'm done. I'm done with it. I was over it 2 weeks in, okay, back in 2020. I was over it 2 weeks in. So blood types in pregnancy. If two parents have different blood types, the mother will not necessarily have the same blood type or Rh factor as a child. I have three kids. Two of them are A positive and one's B positive. Their father's B positive. So, I mean, my kids were not affected by that because, you know, we were both positive, but still, whatever the mother is, the child may not be that same blood type. It's just a, whatever. If the mother has Rh negative blood and the child has Rh positive, this can pose a risk during pregnancy and delivery. That's what I was talking about with their, one of their aunts. She was considered a legal abortion back in the late 50s. They didn't do like a typical abortion. They just induced her labor, and they called it a legal abortion back in the day. She was no bigger than the palm of your hand and weighed a pound and lived. So she was considered a miracle because their mom was Rh positive and the baby was Rh negative. And their aunt was actually killing the mother, and that's why they had to do that. So a small number of red blood cells from the fetus circulation can cross the placenta and enter the mother's bloodstream. Anti-Rh antibody can then develop in the mother's plasma in a process known as sensitization. A problem can arise if this antibody then detects a foreign antigen in the fetus's blood cells. The antibodies may start to attack the fetus's red blood cell as a defense mechanism, like any other allergy that you may have. Your body's like, I don't like this shit. It's got to get out now. And usually, the person will spike a high temp. So, in some cases, severe jaundice can result in possibly brain damage. I didn't know you can get jaundice. An injection of anti-RhD immune globulin, G, can prevent the mother from producing this antibody, the globulin. And what's weird is she only had to have that shot one time because she had another kid after. So I guess it prevented that from happening again. If a woman has Rh negative blood, a doctor may administer the anti-D immunoglobulin at 28 weeks and 34 weeks to prevent as a preventative measure. So, but they still do it, which is why it's important to do to check your blood types. I mean, I don't know why they stopped it. They should keep doing it, honestly. I don't know if anyone knows. There are certain genetic disorders that are predominantly for certain races. Tay-Sachs, predominantly a Jewish illness in their babies. And so, and no, just because you convert to Judaism, it doesn't count. You have to be born of two Jewish parents, you know. Sickle cell is predominantly in black people. That doesn't mean that if you're any other race, culture, whatever, that doesn't mean you, yes, you can still get it or have sickle cell, but it's predominantly in the black population. So to test blood, they take a sample from your arm, and that's how they'll check it. And I'm going to skip over all that crap because I'm not going to go into the mumbo jumbo about how they test for blood. So the ABO system is the best known way to classify blood types. And in this system, like I said, there are eight main types. O positive is the most common, and AB negative is not the rarest, but it's the second rarest blood type. let's see. So basically, you could just go donate a pint of blood, and you should donate blood. And honestly, I used to donate blood every 60 days, honestly, because it makes your heart pump new blood. And it's like you're getting, think about it. You know, you go your whole life the same blood in your body, I know your heart filters, your kidneys, but it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're getting fresh blood built into your body, and that's why. Also, if you're going to donate blood, make sure you eat before you do it, because that is considered fluid loss or volume loss, and a lot of people pass out. I have. One time. In 20 years of donating blood, I passed out one time. You have to sit there and drink orange juice and cookies and whatever they give you nowadays. There's ways that you could actually, I don't know how they figured out how to do the blood type, but there's also another way to check blood type, but I'm not going to get it because I don't want people to go around doing that. And, it's all the same BS. So some of the symptoms, I didn't even go over this. So some of the symptoms of an acute hemolytic transfusion reaction, chills, shortness of breath, chest pain, lower back pain, fever, and nausea. I'm sure there's other symptoms, but those are the most common kinds. I think that's about it. Also, a lot of people, something that, and because of this, because of the vaccine debate, who can donate blood and who and whatever, I don't know if you guys knew this. If you know for a fact that you're going to have surgery, like major surgery or anything, you can go to your local hospital, that wherever you're going to be having the procedure done, and donate blood for yourself, and they put it up just in case that you need it whenever you have your surgery. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I would do that in a heartbeat, just for the fact from a couple of people, one from you, that I've heard that the vaccine's got HIV in it.
That is something that I need to find that video that where the doctor overseas, I cannot think of where she was from. She's the one who said there were three vials of the vaccine, A, B, and C. One had saline, one had the whatever vaccine, and the other one had strands of HIV and other illnesses in it. So
I still have that clip. Or it's not a clip. It's
I
have the article, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so it's not like some big BS thing that people make. Trust me, when I hear weird shit, I will look it up and I will hunt it down. And I will search every way known to mankind to find out if something is true or not. Now, that's why I don't know about you, but on all any shows that I do, I will say this is my personal opinion. Doesn't mean everybody has to agree with it. Because if I can't find enough information on a subject, I could just go through it and say, that doesn't sound quite right, but, you know. I'm looking for, I thought I found, around the world, which blood type is usually around the world, the most prevalent around the world.
I just found that article. It doesn't say nothing about the HIV, but it says, the senior nurse at the University Medical Center in this blah-de-da word, who was in charge of receiving the bottles and managing everything, resigned, went in front of cameras and pulled out the vaccine bottles. He showed people the codes in the bottles, each with one, two, or three numbers, and then explained the meaning of those numbers. Number one is placebo, saline. Number two is a classic RNA flask. Number three is an RNA stick that contains the oncogene, gene, which is linked to an endovirus that promotes the development of cancer.
Adenovirus.
Yeah. In these bottles, number three says that people who have received it within 2 years will get soft tissue cancer. He says he personally witnessed, he says he was personally witnessing the injection of all politicians and great leaders, and they all got the injection number one.
And you see, that's just it. I bet you the people that kept getting COVID over and over, oh, I'm double vaccinated, I'm triple vaccinated, I got five boosters, got saline. And they got nothing. And that's why they kept getting sick. But here's the thing. Or they got number three, and it's made them sicker, and that's why. And I'm so sick of hearing that, but it'll lessen your chances of getting it. Okay. Yet again, okay, if you're vaccinated, right, and it lessens your chance of getting it, right, or the lessens the symptoms, why do you care if I'm not vaccinated? You get it?
Exactly.
That's like me going to McDonald's every day, gaining 50 pounds and complaining because you eat healthy and you didn't gain weight, but I did. No, it's because that's the way the shit works. So anyway, it is true. So in America, the AB Rh negative is the rarest blood type in the United States, but not around the world. So that's weird. I was trying to find out where. If it had it listed of where is, like in the parts of the world, like which country has most more prevalent of what type. So 35% of the population in America has A positive. 37% in America have O positive. But I'm looking, and it doesn't say. Da, 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 da. Let me see if I can. Oh, so also there's something called a diet called the blood type diet. Has been popular for two decades. So proponents of the diet suggest that your blood type determines which foods are best for your health. No, it's pretty much, so A positive, call the, the cultivator. People who are a type A should eat a diet rich in plants and completely free of toxic red meat. So basically you guys are vegetarians. So that's why anyone with A positive should be a vegetarian. B positive are called the nomads. Oh, okay. This is the different types of people in the world. So these people can eat plants and most meat except chicken and pork. Well, guess what? I can eat chicken all day long. And some dairy. They should avoid wheat, corn, lentils, tomatoes, and a few other foods. I wonder if it has anything to do with gluten allergies. AB is called the enigma. It's a mix between A and B. Foods to eat include seafood, tofu, dairy, beans, and grains. They should avoid kidney beans, corn, beef, and chicken. Huh. Type O is called the hunter. It's a high-protein diet based largely on meat, fish, poultry, certain fruits and vegetables, but limit your grains, legumes, and dairy. And it resembles a paleo diet. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I just, no. At least I'm not on a vegetarian blood type. So, I'm looking. There's really no evidence to validate that whole diet bullshit, by the way. So, no. No, I'm trying to look up blood types around the world, if they even have that. Hold on a second, guys. Hello? around the world chart. Ooh, they got a chart. They actually have a chart for this crap. Oh, well, that's not what I wanted, but. Damn. Okay. Around the world. Let's see how everybody fares. Oh. I hate all these stupid things that pop up when you're trying to find something. Holy shit. They are not kidding. O positive. I kid you not. Predominantly, the whole entire world is O positive. Okay. A positive is in the not the UK, but over there in Europe. Parts of Russia. No, not Russia. Whatever that is. But yeah, that whole area. And B positive, a majority of people who are B positive is, try to think of what country that is. Not Saudi Arabia. It's the one over there that's at the bottom of it. That's pretty cool. But that's not really what I wanted because that didn't explain anything. But that's all I have for blood types. I didn't think it would be, you know, that short. It'll show it. Cool, they actually do. This is pretty cool. This shows not even 1%, not even 1% in Argentina is B negative. Bangladesh, not even a half a percent is O negative. That's too cool. But predominantly the whole world is O positive and A positive. That is too cool. Sixty-two percent of Nicaragua is O positive. 70% of Peru is O positive. That's weird. I'm wondering how, because people, I guess when they migrate, not even two tenths of the population in the Sudan is, hold on a second, AB negative. So if you're AB negative and you go to the Sudan, your life's going to suck if you need a blood transfusion because there's little to no. Oh, and in Kenya, 0.02% is AB negative. So before you go anywhere, look up your blood type. This is pretty cool. I did not realize that much of the population. I'm going to save this. This is pretty cool. You guys still here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's it. That's all I got for blood types. I thought I could freaking drag it out longer, but guess not. I only had one topic picked, and I'm like, well, shit. I'm sorry, guys. I've been so, oh, my God, between, I had to withdraw from my class and go to the next one because I was gone to Tennessee, and then when I came back, I was just hurting, and with all this physical therapy and shit, my body's just like, I hate you. And now we're moving, and now we got to pack and move and unpack. And going into the holidays, I've just been freaking busy. And I was on call every day last week, except Friday. So my body, my brain hurts from all of this. And I might, so I say might, get another nurse from my office to do a show on hospice. So And we could talk about it, about the importance of hospice, because a lot of people just don't understand it. And the benefits of hospice. So, but I figured I'd get one of the nurses who's been, I mean, I did hospice years ago, and I'm just getting back into it. But I wanted to find someone who's been in it for a few years and that can really go into the importance of it and, you know what I'm saying, pain management and all of that good stuff. But Thursday night, I know we don't have any listeners in Kansas other than myself. Thursday night, we're doing a memorial for all of our patients that have passed on hospice here in Wichita and surrounding areas. So I've never gone, so this is going to be a new experience for me to see what they do with it. They make ornaments, and it has their family member's name on it and stuff. So I guess it's a really cool thing, you know, to show the families, one, they're not forgotten and things like that. So is there anything else you guys want to bullshit about?
Yeah, reindeer really know how to fly?
You know, I'm starting to question that. I don't know.
So I just come up with an idea for another medical show.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
cool.
What?
Since this accident that my cousin was in, talked a little bit about burn victims and what they go through.
Oh, sure. Sure, because that...
that's
going to
be the worst, horriblest thing to ever go through, I think.
So besides the... We can go over the burn charge, the percentages, but we could do other accidents as well. Because that's not a whole lot on just that. We could do the different types of burns. And
yeah.
So what happened? What happened?
All I can gather so far is that he hit a tree and the car engulfed in flames, and I don't know what body got burnt or what degrees, but I know his head is bandaged, his face is shown, but that's beet red, his arms are bandaged, and his legs are bandaged. And he did a graft surgery yesterday, and after the surgery, they put him down to stable condition instead of critical.
Oh, wow. He's burnt quite a bit.
Yeah, and I tried looking in the Maryland's paper, you know, their accident reports, and I can't find it. The only one I could find is... It sounded similar to the one that he was in. The guy was 27 years old, while my cousin's 55.
Oh, okay.
So I can't find any more. My aunt.
It's called the rule of nine on the burn percentages. Your head and face is 4.5%. Your chest is 9% on the front, 9% on the back. Your arms are 4.5%. Each arm is 4.5%. Your abdominal area is 9% on the front, 9% for the back. Your groin is 1%, and each leg is another 9%. So,
yeah,
you said that. His head and what else?
His head, arms. I don't know about his chest area. His head, arms.
So both of his
legs.
Arms?
I believe so, yes.
So that's 18, 22, wow. About 40% of his body's burnt.
Yeah.
And the thing about to think about burns, okay? The more severe the burn, honestly, he's lucky. Because if they don't die from infection, they'll die of shock. When people,
right.
That's the thing. When people die from burns, when it's burned to most of their body or all of their body, they usually die from shock before
right.
They'll die from infection. That's,
yeah.
That's the main thing.
Well, he's, what is it going on now? A week? A week since the accident? A week and a half?
Yeah. And he's lucky.
Yeah.
He passed the shock stage. Passed the shock stage. So now
and
he's
he
in the,
you can hear what people are saying because I don't remember who it was, but they asked him if he was in pain, and he shook his head yes.
Well, it depends on how deep his burns are. When you burn deep enough, it kills the nerve endings, and you won't feel anything. So
right.
He still has his nerve, which is a good thing. So that's
yeah,
why
well, depending on it, that doesn't necessarily mean he could have lost all his nerves and say his arms and still have them in his legs. You know, who knows where
yeah.
his pain is at?
Oh yeah, and then he's got a long road ahead of him because
oh yeah,
he'll have those sleeves they put on you, their compression. And
really?
It's to help the scarring, and they'll do debridements on his body, and he's got a long road ahead.
Yeah.
But they'll also, you can get skin grafts from cadavers.
Yeah,
but the thing about
right.
that is, I believe they have to be type to match. I believe it's the same thing has to work. You have to match the blood type. First, I don't know for sure. Don't quote, I'm not 100% positive, but I think they have to match. I'm not sure. But yeah, we could do a whole show on types of burns, and we'll do the on fire, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, how about Jay Leno having an explosion in one of his cars?
Do what?
Jay Leno? You
yeah.
know, the nighttime guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of his cars in his garage blew up with him inside it.
Oh, dang. When did that happen?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Didn't even hear about
face
that.
And burned his face, and if it wasn't for his neighbor pulling him out and, you know, patting his, putting his face out, he would have had a lot more damage.
Oh, wow. Oh. I am friggin' tired.
Well, you take notice that a lot of not only celebrities, but a lot of well-known band members are dying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit going on.
And a bunch of them are the first ones that to take that friggin' vaccine.
Also, another weird thing that's going on, anyone opposed to certain things, they're coming up dead.
Yep.
Imagine
a lot of supposed pedophiles and Epstein Island people, they're disappearing. I'm wondering what's going on.
Hey, we haven't heard from that Maxwell broad in a while.
Who?
That female Epstein co-partner.
Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell? Ghislaine Maxwell? Yeah. I know. Oh, my God, my phone. I'm irritated.
But yeah, there's a lot of weird shit going on.
Oh yeah, it is. But you know, it's just gonna keep on going. Weird shit's gonna keep on happening.
Yep. Yeah, just like that college. I told Larnie last night. I didn't put it out there all over the place, but that shooting in the University of Virginia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the school my little cousin goes to. Dawn's son.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was locked down in. At the baseball field when it started.
What happened?
A former student / ex-football player pissed off because he got cut from the team last year, decided to wait until the football team and I think there was like a mixture of students went to Washington to see a play, and when the bus was coming back with them, he started shooting the football players.
I'm telling you, people have lost their shit.
Yeah,
retarded.
But you know, and then again, even on the fake news, they claim, you know, oh, well, since the University of Virginia shooting, Biden says that handguns are going to be banned because they're just like AR-15s.
I'm telling you, the absolute stupidity of people is just phenomenal. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but
baseball bats, rocks, drugs, cars, alcohol, it all kills people. But you don't see us banning all that shit. But no, there's a small population of the world who hates guns, who've never fired a gun.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have multiple ones. Yes. I am, you know, I don't want to say fear guns, but I respect what they can do if they're mishandled.
Exactly.
And that's
the way
you need to be.
That's the way I was brought up. That's the way my dad taught all of us kids, and I've taught all my kids. They know they're not playthings. They know that you don't go for it if you're pissed off at somebody.
But look at it this way, too. You'll give a kid a car, and here's the thing. It doesn't matter what kind of car they have. It could be an old piece of crap. They get behind that wheel if they're mad or if anything. They could just be lead foot and kill someone. Oh, too bad. You know, no, you gave an irresponsible person a vehicle. Same thing goes with baseball bats, knives, pressure cookers. I was waiting for the big thing with pressure cookers back when the brothers there, with the Boston Marathon.
The Boston Marathon.
We were making jokes about it. We were making jokes about pressure cookers. Oh, when are they going to ban those? Take grandma's freaking pressure cooker away. But they don't because it doesn't fit their agenda. It doesn't fit their agenda. Do you know what one of the biggest thing that kills now? and they don't do shit about
politics. Politics.
Bullies. No, bullies.
And politics. Politicians.
Well, that too. You know, you could bully somebody to kill themselves, and you're
no better than
the gun or the alcohol or the car. So, but they don't do shit about bullies because, you know, people
well,
are starting to make a stand. Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. Go ahead. I was had a brain fart.
No, what I was about to say is, have y'all been checking out the Republicans? For once, stuck to their guns. They held hearings today.
On what?
With Mayorkas and Ray about the border.
Oh yeah, Greg Abbott. He just enacted some policy about, what's it called, invasion, something about invasion, about illegals coming across the border, that he's enacted something in Texas.
Yeah, they, in fact, he just sent a busload up to Philadelphia.
Good going.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't trust, I don't watch news. I don't like the fake news and all that. But when it comes to the hearings, I'll click on them. And only because I want to see, I want accountability. And
did you,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say about, you've heard about Trump and DeSantis, right?
Yeah, I think that's a...
Okay.
I think
they're both in on it. I think they are, too. No one will vote for DeSantis if Trump runs.
Right.
Or if Trump doesn't run and DeSantis does, they won't vote for DeSantis. But I think they're both in on it. I don't believe any of the bullshit. There's just too much being said. And Trump had a thing on at 9 o'clock tonight. Oh, it's not even that back yet. Or has it?
Yeah,
announcement. Oh, what is it?
It's already started.
It has?
Yeah, because it's 9 o'clock here.
What's it about?
I don't know. I can't read it. You got to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to find somebody out there that was, you know, at least had closed captioning or whatever.
Yeah.
But I know it did start because I saw on Fox when I was scrolling through.
He hasn't even gone.
Fox that...
Oh, he's on now, but I was going to see. Oh, he is running. He's running. It said Trump officially announces his 2024 presidential run.
Yeah.
He
said that at his last conference or his last rally. He says, the night of the election. He had said, I got big news, a big announcement to make on the 16th or 15th.
Okay. And Mike Pence is going to run. You know, he's a traitor and a worthless piece of shit.
No shit.
Hey, He was making his little two-bit speech on, I don't know who, what station, and, he's just, wow.
I watched the interview with him on Hannity last night, talking about his book.
Oh, did you?
And Hannity goes, you know, your book and everything he was bringing up, Pence was like, you'll have to read the book, especially when it came to Trump.
Oh, all he did was bash Trump. That's all he did.
That's all he's doing.
Yeah, well, he's a traitor. That's all there is to it. And, you know, but here's the thing. Nobody's going to run against Trump.
No.
And, well, no, don't get me wrong, because who else was it that was going to run or think she's going to run?
Shaney.
What the hell's her name? Yeah, that dumbass. That dumb bitch, her ass was run out of whatever worthless state she lived in.
Yeah.
So, but the only way, honestly, the only way we're gonna, the only good thing that came out of the election, what?
What's that? What?
Oh, that we took the house.
Oh yeah.
That's the only good thing.
But see, they're still counting ballots.
I know, but we still took the house.
Yeah.
So.
The reason why Trump announced that he's going to run now is because the Democrats are holding up Georgia till December.
Oh yeah. You know he's already raised. Herschel Walker raised $4 million, almost $5 million. In one day?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's pretty shitty that the other rhino, McConnell.
Oh, he's a...
Never once stepped in for Herschel Walker or any of the other candidates running.
Yeah, well... Tanya, they need to just do away with all the parties.
And Tulsi Gabbard, too. She shocked me. She's now a contributor on Fox News now.
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat.
Who's that?
From Alaska. The Alaska, she congresswoman.
Oh.
She's kind of like she said she's a Democrat, but she is like a libertarian. You know, like agrees with some things,
like
but
Manchin.
Doesn't agree on. Right.
She's like Joe Manchin.
Yeah, but she's. She's on the up and up because, let me tell you something, she was really putting the Democrats down on this election, and she even brought it up. She's like, not to throw salt in the wound, but doesn't this feel like a reflection of 2020?
Well, the shoe fits.
But she's not like these rhinos, you know, on the fence that in front of you they'll say good things and then behind your back they're voting with the Democrats. And that's the only reason why Fetterman won, because they didn't want Dr. Oz in there.
Oh, no. Well, they wanted Fetterman because they don't know how to speak English, so and they're all
really hope that the Republicans stick to what they said about, you know, opening investigations, especially on Biden and his family.
Yeah.
Because we've all said it before, if it was you or I, we'd be under the friggin' prison shot.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's amazing how some of the shit that's coming out is like, wow, really.
And there's some Democrats that are the same way. They were pushing for Trump to run again.
Oh yeah.
But I think they're finding out that a lot of the Democrats that are holding office right now, that have been holding office, Pelosi, all of them that should have retired years ago, got their hand in on this crypto scheme.
Oh yeah.
This is another Ponzi scheme. So, I mean, you know, the corruption's not going to stop until you vote it out.
Oh, no. You know what? Honestly, there's no way to vote it out. We're just going to have to take the country back, literally. It's going to have to come to a civil war. It is. There's no way around it. Because they know they cheated in 2020. They just cheated now. They're going to cheat again in two more years. I mean, that's all there is to it.
No, I know. I don't know. It just pisses me off. I'm just sick of the lies.
Okay.
And now Fauci out again. Fauci just came out saying, holidays are coming up. We have to make sure everybody gets their boosters, and if they haven't already gotten at least one shot, they need to get them.
I ain't gonna do shit. I ain't doing shit.
That's a big hell no for me.
I mean, I've got all my regular vaccines, you know, your childhood vaccines growing up and all that, and I got my flu shot, and I'm fine.
Lorna's got to get her rabies and her distemper shot.
I did that.
Okay, here's a dad joke. Okay, this is an ultimate dad joke. I'm flicking through Facebook looking for shit. I found two cowboys are lost in the desert. One cowboy sees a tree that's draped in bacon. A bacon tree. We're saved. He says, he runs up to the tree and it's shot up with bullets. It wasn't a bacon tree. It was a ham bush. I was wondering if somebody was going to get it. It was cute. You gotta love the corny dad jokes. You have to. I think I'm going to bed soon. As soon as I think I'm going to bed early. Oh my God. It's so sad. It's so sad. How I used to not sleep, go to bed early. And now it's like, oh, I can't wait to go to bed. It's pretty sad. So if you want to go ahead and end the show, we can, because...
Alrighty.
I'm going to buy Dominion next and incorporate that technology to Tesla. I can make 100 cars a day and 60 more will show up overnight.
I got some oceanfront property to sell you in Ohio.
Yeah.
Anywho, another great show, Kimmy. Thanks. That's a lot of info, and I hope anybody that listened shares it, get it out there. And it was great to have another show and a couple laughs with you girls. Thanks again. I'd like to say God bless America, God bless our children, our first responders, our military, our veterans, our missing, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.